Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the importance of saving water. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Leslie Berger, Assistant Extension Professor for the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Aquaculture at Mississippi State University. So, Leslie, water is an important topic for agricultural producers, regardless of the commodity they are raising, but water is also important to homeowners. Most of us take water for granted, and we generally don't get too concerned about it until our water bill goes up during the summer.
You're right, Amy. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that the average family in the United States uses 320 gallons of water per day. But during the summer, this number increases from 320 gallons per day to an average of 1,000 gallons per day. That is a big difference, not only in dollars in the water bill, but also the drain on our water resources.
Gosh, those are huge numbers. And we also had a lot of rain early in the year. Didn't that help the water supply?
It did help some, but only a small portion of that rain actually made it into the natural underground water supply. And it's this underground, or what we call groundwater, that is the main source for homes in Mississippi.
Okay, now if that's the case, how can homeowners lower their water bill and help to conserve water in the environment?
There are actually a number of small practical ways that can save people both money and water, and it doesn't even cost anything to do this. For example, a lot of water is just wasted in our regular common watering practices. One change that people can make is to monitor their watering system and make sure that water isn't flowing off the yard into the street, or my personal favorite, when sprinklers are running during a rain shower. So if we just water the yard and water it smartly, we can save water. We can also water our plants when the day is cooler so that we don't lose as much water to evaporation. And simply repairing your hoses and faucets so they don't leak and that they work properly can also save water and money.
I understand that mowing the yard less often can also help to save water. Can you explain how that works?
Sure. It's really pretty simple. The longer grass blades help to shade the soil surface, and that keeps the soil moisture from evaporating. So all you simply have to do is raise the mower to help save water. Also, if you step on the grass and the grass springs back up into place, it doesn't need watering. So you can save by simply just checking to see what the soil moisture is with this simple step.
Oh, so if you know when you don't need to water, then you're less likely to do it, and then that'll help save. And
exactly.
Only remembering to only water when you need to.
Exactly.
Are there other ways for homeowners to save water and money besides changing their water and mowing habits?
Yes, you can choose plants that are more drought tolerant, so they don't need as much water or they don't need to be watered as frequently. And this includes not only the turf grasses, but also landscaping shrubs and flowers. There are a wide variety of plants that are adapted to lower moisture and higher temperatures, so there are many beautiful choices available. A local landscaping business, as well as websites like the MSU Cares website, can help you choose what plants you can plant in your yard. And also, simply using mulch around your outdoor plants will decrease the water evaporation, so you won't need to water as often, and it also helps to prevent any weedy invaders that will come in.
So another thing that's getting pretty popular is the rain barrel. You can get these at your local garden center or building store, and you can also make them yourself. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct, Amy. And that's a really great way to save money as well as just do a family project. These rain barrels are usually placed in a downspout to catch the water that's running off of your rain gutters. And then you can use this same water either directly with like a watering can or put a spigot on the bottom of it that you can drain the water out of the bottom of and use this to water your plants. And so you're not drawing water out of the underground water. It's important that, you know, if you are going to do this, especially if you make your own, that you remember that mosquitoes will lay their eggs into open water, and so you will need to use some type of screen to keep mosquitoes from getting into the water, and then also to prevent small creatures like birds and lizards from falling in there and drowning in the water. But Google has a lot of information there to help you design your own rain barrel.
Right. Google and YouTube, of course,
right.
Have great videos on pretty much how to make anything. Today, we've been speaking with Leslie Berger, Assistant Extension Professor. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.